Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jose Vidal. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Bradford moves to second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive towards the mound. Peters reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar bunts towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to second. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peters scores. Voss moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bradford strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bradford out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Peters takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar bunts towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Fuller covering, for the out. Peters moves to second. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Voss strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward is walked intentionally. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0-for-1 in the game. Vidal hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive towards the mound. Tiant reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiant bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullen hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horton. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Voss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Ward reaches second base with a double. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Luis Aparicio now playing shortstop. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Sandy Alomar now playing third base. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0 for 2 in the game. Vidal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salmon moves to second. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salmon scores. Vidal moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 2 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vidal moves to third. Fuller moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vidal tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 3 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McGraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. McGraw reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Dwayne Josephson. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McGraw moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Peters hits a line drive into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.